Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio. What it is, man?
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Killstay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Killstay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Killstay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No who from concerts, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to nine my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Killstay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Killstay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Killstay on the beat. Yeah.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 13, Verse 5, already. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. And for those listening live to Blog Talk Radio, we appreciate you. You can call in 646-478-0944 and definitely be heard. That you can send music or commercials MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Black on Black Crime Radio. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, you can always call back or press 1. Now, the reason that we are doing what's necessary is just to let you know how everything is going. Now, I'm going to start off by giving you a few details of facts of things that's happening. So with that being said, we are going to let you know that Looking Good Home Improvement, residential, commercial remodeling and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, violation list repairs, door installation and repairs, flooring, tile and wood, plastering and painting, bath, kitchen remodeling, carpentry and decks. That's LookingGoodHomeImprovement.com. The phone number is 216-205-7247. Now, with that being said, I also want to let people know about Common Sense Radio, which airs Sundays 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram, jr.alfredporter. Also, the Facebook page of Joseph M-O-T-L-E-Y-J-R with a period. You can Facebook Kent and Angelica, Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com, also www.3342music.com. OPN Radio airs Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, Facebook Pete Weeks, the webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceItRadio.com. Also, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. Also, the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. Period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Also, looking for work, www.templabor.org. The Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr. 1 or Grandpa Rapper 1. Also, thelogtv.com, and if you are on the YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records, the YouTube channel. So we're making it work very, very well. Now, since I have a couple of people on the phone lines, we will do everything we can while I get this instrument. When you have one pen and it's not working, you got to get another pen that works. I like this. It makes it very easy. Also, the dialoguecenter.net is very important as well. And now I can tell people the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. So anyway, number 10, debuting because of the hype that's going on around it, Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County. They are having their Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County meet and greet party for candidate Tariq K. Shabazz, who's definitely running as an independent against Sherrod Brown and whoever the Republicans may pull out. Also, Matthew Ahn, who's running for county prosecutor, and that's this coming Sunday, 15415 Kipling Avenue. 15415 Kipling Avenue, the Dialogue Center, and that's this coming Sunday at 1 p.m. Debuting also, National Action Network, Barlette, that's the number 9 event. It's debuting. That's on 141st and Barlette. That's this coming Saturday, 2 p.m. National Action Network. Mr. Powers will be there. Brother Sheriff Curoy will be there. Number 8 debuting, the Gold Standard Spotlight with an appointment with the doctor. The doctor is in, no appointment necessary, DR, December Rose. That is from 7 to 10 p.m. as I'll probably begin things off and intro in the lady of the hour, December Rose. She has some of the most top-notch people who are going to be there, including Suave Gotti, as well as, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Powers. She has some of the most phenomenal guests in the building that will be there at that event. I'm looking forward to it. Also, Greg Bam Reeves, Dr. Pamela Tyree, Courtney Hauser. It's going to be a very, very phenomenal event. That's Flannoy's Family Restaurant. If I'm not mistaken, that's on West 41st Fulton. Be there or be square. Number 7, moving up, Facebook, The Fast for Gaza. You can find it on the Facebook page. Number 6, moving up, Facebook, Lyrical Rhythm, Open Mic 216. Number 5, moving up, last Saturday was the pre-Valentine's Day concert with Monica and Cowboy at Superfly Barbershop. Number 4, moving up, on Facebook, Cleveland Pierogi Week 2024. Yeah, it was that big, covered 7 days. Number 3, moving up, we get into all the people who attended Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop, number 248, and other events. Number 2, debuting, it was Tina Hobson's Memorial. Many people came out for that. And number 1, the biggest jump, Facebook, the 54th Annual Black History Flag Raising Ceremony and Program, which was held at City Hall of Cleveland. All I'd like to do and say is I think Khalid Samad, he received an award. So there you go. Now, we get a chance to go to our phone callers who are on the phone lines. I think honorable mention goes to the Black Talk Table with an honorable mention. They had their Black Talk. It'll be interesting to see what makes it into the top 10. Probably some of the ones that just premiered this week. It'll be interesting to see how far some of these events go towards the top. Let's go to that 216-553. You've been so patient. 216-553. How are you doing out there?
Hi, everybody out there in Radio Land. This is Valenda. This is Brenda Fulmer. How's everybody out there doing in Radio Land?
Doing well. How are you doing, Queen B, Brenda
Fulmer? I'm doing okay. Oh, you still know how to put it right with it to the metal, right?
Right.
I'm blessed by the best. I can say that. I'm blessed by the best, waking up every morning that God have a purpose for me to see another day and say thank you, Lord. I can just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hello?
I'm listening to you. I'm not stopping you from thanking the Lord three times. You said thank you. I don't know what I'm supposed to say after that. This God's taking this in. Jesus, Yahshua, the Messiah is taking this in.
He's taking control of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry I missed the workshop. I heard it was fantastic and always A-OK for the sample.
Mm-hmm.
As always. We always bring it in every month to make sure to make everybody comfortable and make everybody happy. This is the whole main thing. You need to understand, Brother Al, which is my big brother.
Yes, indeed.
From Block Talk Radio, Monday night. Listen to us. Thank you, everybody out there in radio listening to us. We really appreciate it. When the people come to the workshop, we have like an open written exam.
Yes, we do.
You can get up there and talk and just express yourself. And, you know, the main thing about this whole thing, be yourself. Be yourself when you come to these workshops. Don't be somebody else like Beyonce, Taylor Swift. I forgot the new rapper that's out. I forgot the young lady, very young, in their 20s and stuff. But just be yourself when you come out here, because we appreciate everybody. We give everybody a chance to express yourself when they do come. Am I right, bro? We do. All I can say is, you know, keep on keeping on. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir, for listening to Block Talk Radio every Monday night to us. To all my colleagues, I'm just gonna say family, my fam. To Ronnie B, to Al Porter, to Deacon Dante Taylor, to Art McCoy, to Gary, to Ernie, to Miss Glass, to Dolores, to Monica, to Kyle. Well, I got a little twine to that now. Major Chad, Bob Dottie, Major Powers, as well as myself, Valangelis Fomar, as with Queen B, is myself. Thank you, man. Thank you, sir. And remember this, y'all. This is Black History Month. We have a lot of Black history that we have to cover. So next week, I'm going to try to get some together so you can know who the Black inventors are, poetries, scene writers, and on and on. Because we have very talented people. States and Earth. We have a lot of talented people, especially right here in the Cleveland area. We have a lot of people. I mean, there's, well, Ken Whitley, he's a comedian,
right. He's
from Cleveland. Steve Harvey. Oh, boy, I almost said the person on the tip of my tongue. Oh, my God, I can't even. Arsenio Hall.
Oh, yes.
John Hinton, I don't know if y'all remember the comedy show Living Single, John Hinton. We have a lot of talent in the Cleveland area, as well as Cleveland, Lorraine, and Akron area. It's a lot of people come from around here, have got discovered, and went on the road and went on their way to make a better life for themselves. And I thank God for that. You know, we got to push our people, not only, but everybody, the rainbow, everybody, which I say everybody, the international everybody. We got to help one another. All this pushing and biting and backbiting and I'm going to get you now. And it don't solve nothing. But make the problem bigger, y'all. make the problem big if you want to really know the truth. And that's what we don't need. We need to come as peace, love, and happiness. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to watch the Grammys, but I heard the Grammys was real good last night, too. I heard the Grammys were phenomenal. But thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. I'm finna sign off. My name is Valenza Brenda Former. As everybody, my colleagues call me Queen B. Thank you for listening to Block Talk Radio on every Monday night at 9 o'clock. I'm signing off. I love everybody. There's nothing to think you can do about it. Peace out. Love you.
Peace out. And we do hear from Queen B every Monday night at Blog Talk Radio. Now, let me get into some of the things that happened. I need to start off and say that at the Hip Hop Workshop, this is very important. When it comes down to it, all the ladies who showed up, and a lot of brothers were able to take flowers home to their significant others also, but 216-334-9820. That's 216-334-9820. Maddie B's Flowers Arrangements, their regional office is with Hayes Flowers. That's 216-334-9820. And so we had to let you know that. Also, when it comes down to it, some of those people who showed up, you had to give us Barabbas album release. And we had such guests who were on the album, such as AUG. And AUG had been there since the very, he was the first person to ever do a hip-hop workshop song about the workshop. He did it in 2004, which was during our first year of the hip-hop workshop. We're in our 20th year, and that particular song is available on the Give Us Barabbas album. And AUG showed up. HGS, who had a lot of work on that album, he showed up as well. It was great that he showed up with Dorian. You had Dae May, committee member. You had Dorita Pippen in the place. She was the very first host of the Hip Hop Workshop 20 years ago. You had Johnny G, radio legend, who announced his entertainment company that will be starting. Brother Ted Geary from the African Museum. Suave Gotti, who was there. Big Brother Aaron Woods in the building. Dontez Taylor, who was in the written exam along with Dorita Pippen and Twiggy. And Big Stone the Butcher. Big Stone the Butcher took it away. We had Frank Syak from Devoted. Let me tell you something about Frank. Frank brought everything that was necessary and needed. He brought free detergent, detergent to wash your clothes. And there were a lot of people who ended up with a couple of nice-sized family bottles. Roderick Stewart did poetry. Like I say, Stoney the Butcher. You had LB, Lyrical Beast, who played an instrumental. And he kicked bars, but he played an instrumental. And Big Stone the Butcher helped out. He did the freestyle work on it. You also had the True Leader Movement in the building with Jeff Mixon, Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County, Mr. Carl Powers III, Matthew Ahn was in the building, endorsed from this program about the county prosecutor. So this was phenomenal in itself. You also had December Rose, Big Moochie. He provided $100 for whoever won the written exam. And that was phenomenal in itself. Yeah, it was a very powerful event. So I just wanted to say that the way everything went, I was very happy and thankful for the event to happen. And now I get a chance to go to the phone line with that 740 area code with a 706. 740 area code with a 706. And December Rose, even she showed up, performed, had pizza, cupcakes, you name it, candy. It was just a phenomenal event and beverages. But who's on the phone line with me?
Well, hey, 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 Al. Denver Rose is on the line. Good evening.
December Rose is on the phone line for this program. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Are you going to tell us a little bit about this big program that's coming up on Friday evening that I could only talk about a little bit because I'm not you? And so with that being said, please tell me about a lot of things that I might have missed.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Al. First of all, I want to thank God for this wonderful opportunity. I'm definitely grateful to be in the midst of some really awesome, wonderful people. Al Porter was kind enough to be able to offer me this opportunity to be at Flannoy. And let me tell you, Flannoy Family Restaurant, I'm going there. I enjoy eating, okay? So that is no secret. I don't play about food, okay? But anyway, okay. They cook. They do some things, seriously. The soul food and all of that. So this Friday, February 9th, from 7 p. till 10 p., we're going to be in the building. This event is called An Evening with DR and Friends. And it is basically, Al, it's going to be a chill network type event with poetry, soul food, and more. I'm just so thrilled to have some awesome, did I say awesome, people, yes, as part of this program. So touching on that with Mr. Powers, Courtney Hauser, Greg Van Reed, Dr. Pamelia Tyree, and Swab Gotti. These folks all are connected to me in some way, shape, or form. So relating this to the flower, the rose, and these are different petals, if you will, of the rose, which is represented, you know, of me. And so the people are those petals and peeling back the different petals of December Rose, the different areas that crisscross and intersect. And in this chill environment, folks will be able to network. The thing they have in common is me. And they may not have crossed paths just yet, but on that night, they will be able to. They'll be able to connect. There'll be community empowerment segments that are coming forth on that night. And then the different art worlds, stage, poetry, and things of that nature. So my guests connect in that way to bring forth the different parts of DR.
Wow.
So excited. So excited about that.
We are excited just to see that happen. You have done so much that you might have been planning on ending things off and telling us about maybe where the location and everything else. But I would be remiss. Hold on, before you tell us all that, I would like to know from you all, and yourself especially, how, and if you could do this for our listeners, long have you been doing what it is that you do? Because I came upon you as, I thought, just a poet, and then I found out that you have been an actress. So if you can at least tell me and the listeners, how long have you been doing what you're doing, and what caused you to get into it?
Ooh, oh my. Okay. Let me try to think of a quick summary here, Al. I'm going to say in different areas of the performance arts and writing since I was a child. So going back to maybe around the age of 8. So I started writing in school, as you know, it's an assignment at first. And then in my free time at home, a way to express myself and thoughts and things of that nature, I would jot things down in the journal. So that part came forth. And then I began dancing, doing some modern dance, interpretive dance along the way of going into middle school, high school, and then branching on off into acting and open mic. And so one of the things that I can share real quick about Dr. Pamelia Tyree is that she is an awesome, awesome playwright, and she's written a number of plays. I want to say off the top of my head, Al, I believe maybe nine plays. And
wow.
I've been very, very, right? Mind-boggling. I've been very fortunate to be in a few of her plays. And one of those is Pieces of Me. And we are in the process, before the pandemic hit, of it becoming a movie, but going to the big screen. And so now, you know, we had a pause because we do need additional funding, but look for that project to move forward to be able to get that completed and hit the screens and all of that. So excited about that too. And then recently been in Deliver Me. That was a play written by Pastor Chappelle. So Pastor DeWitt Chappelle Jr., he wrote Deliver Me 1 and 2, and I was fortunate enough to be cast in the original and the part 2, and it is my understanding part 3 is underway to be coming out May, I think the first weekend in May. So doing that and just looking to expand in various ways, and just stir up the gifts that God's placed in me and get stretched a bit here and there. And that's, I asked for it and it's happening. So, yeah, just happy to be able, it's been something that's been good in the healing process of different things of life for me. And I've been able to reach out to other people and help them in the healing process through the arts as well.
Got you. You are phenomenal. And with that being said, if anybody deserves their own evening based on what you have done, you definitely do. And so I now have to stop and ask, because I think a lot of people definitely now want to be there this coming Friday evening. But since I didn't give them the full address and everything else, please, what is the name of the event and how can they be a part of it?
Okay. So this event is called An Evening with DR and Friends. And then it's like no appointment needed. But we do have limited seating, so you want to make sure you are in the mix. This will take place from 7 to 10 p.m. this coming Friday, February 9th. The address, 3532 West 41st Street. That is located in Cleveland, Ohio. Again, that's 3532 West 41st Street in Cleveland. The nearest main street would be Fulton. The name of the building is Flannoy. It's Flannoy Family Restaurant. And if you were to Google it or go in Waze, you can definitely find it. And it will list probably some of the items on the menu, which I'm telling you, the food is banging big time. And so on that night, we will have a hot buffet, soul food available, and cookie orders available for purchase. But we look forward to you coming into the building and enjoying this, what is going to be a very, very interesting night. Like I said, among some phenomenal people. And after they perform, I will wrap things up and perform as well. A few original pieces and things of that nature. But definitely, definitely, you want to be in the place.
Thank you very much. You know something? I'm going there to enjoy all the talent and to get my grub on. So I appreciate you very much. I'm not even telling the story. That's why I said I might open things up with an announcement just to say how special you've been since we've made your acquaintance. But my thing is sitting back, enjoying the phenomenal talent. As a matter of fact, now that I have you in the building, I might be able to finally get you in on another music video. So I think I will do that. That's just a FYI for you. You can never get too much of the doctor. We appreciate you, December Rose.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you right back out. Thank you.
No problem. Enjoy your evening.
You as well. Thank you.
No problem. Peace, Queen.
Peace to you, King.
You know, this lets me know this is going to be such a phenomenal event. But before I do anything else, I talk too much. So to shut things down on my end, let's see what's going on with the 216-820 phone number. 216-820. How you doing out there?
I've been doing great. How about you, Mr. Porter?
Man, it's good to talk to you because the last hip-hop workshop, the past Saturday, you came and really tore the roof off of Cleveland State University's Berkman Hall main classroom building, the Department of Africana Studies, which is right across the hall from Large Room 136. They had to nail the roof back down because, man, you really tore the roof off the sucker with that performance, man. You performed the songs that I like, and other people who hadn't heard certain songs, you caused them to at least, you know, love that music too. So with that being said, talk to me, my brother.
Well, there's more to come because you just heard the beautiful queen, Miss December Rose, advertise it this Friday. Mr. Powers, you will get to see him in action there, of course. Then on Saturday, February 10th, 2024, at 2 o'clock p.m. at St. Peter's AME Zion Church, 14101 Barlett Avenue, the National Action Network and the Greater Cleveland Chapter will present their Black History program. Mr. Powers has, in Black House Sounds, we have been doing this thing with the National Action Network for almost 10 years now, going strong. Much love to Elder Jacqueline Goodrum for allowing us to be a part of that. And I've got a lot of love for her when it comes to promoting that event. But
right,
as I said last week over the phone, on Saturday, February 17th, 2024, from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Friends Fellowship Bible Church, Sister Tanisha Glass will be hosting Power in Your Dance. Come on out and put a praise and worship in the atmosphere, because the location will be at 17325 Euclid Avenue. That is the Chandler Park building, which used to be the old Cleveland Clinic building. It's 17325 Euclid Avenue, the fourth floor, suite 4085, Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. There's plenty of parking, and there will be free food such as fried chicken, BOGO's pizza, salad, chips, and beverages, you name it. There will be a live DJ and performances, and I'm going to tell you right now, when two are more in agreement, it shall be done. And boy, I tell you right now, man, I am very, very proud of Tanisha Glass for promoting this at this church. You know what I'm saying? Much love to Pastor Wiggins for allowing us to open the door and to do this event as well. And I just want to let everyone know that, hey, when you are fortunate enough to do something, you are liable to get a stamp of approval and to keep doing what you're doing, because I'm telling you right now, life is too short and we got to make the best of it while we're still here. So that's why when we do this Power in Your Dance event, we're doing this for a reason, you know, because we want the guns down and have Jesus up, divisions down with Jesus up, the violence down and Jesus up, and destruction down with Jesus up. Because Power in Your Dance, I tell you right now, I've done events for her before. They were great and they were lovely, and I just cannot wait for February 17, 2024 from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Friends Fellowship Bible Church to do this thing, because at the end of the day, Black House Sound, we make real Cleveland music, not just Cleveland music. We make music for the Lord, too. Much love to the founder, Joseph Motley Jr., who's also a part of this thing, and I just want to let everybody know, On these next few events that you will see me in action, I'm gonna put on a show for you that you never seen before, and I'm gonna let you know right now. Come on out and have a party, because I would love to have you there to enjoy your company and to have some fun. So come on out and don't be a stranger. And on the 24th, I want to say this too to all you listeners that's out there. There's plenty of parking at that Chandler Park building, and I don't want to hear, no, I can't come because I got a babysit. This is a family-orientated event. Bring the kids, too. It's an event for them. You know what I mean? So I don't want to hear, like, well, they bad and this and that and the other. I don't want to hear all that crap. Come on out and have some fun. Don't be scared and don't be ashamed. At the end of the day, keep God in your life, because the devil is a liar. This is Mr. Powers signing off, and I will see you this Friday at Flonay's Restaurant with Ms. December Rose. Oh, we are going to have some fun, and we are going to party. Much love. Peace.
Peace. Man, I can appreciate that, and I know there are people out there who will hear things and say, my excuse is I'm automobile challenged. So I need to tell people, if you're going out to Flannoy Family Restaurant, you can catch the 45 bus. You can catch the 45 bus from downtown Public Square. It'll take you right by there. That National Action Network event on that Saturday, you can catch, if I'm not mistaken, the 14 from Public Square. You can catch that one too. So you can make it out. Chandler Park, you can catch the 28 bus from Windermere. So if you catch the 28, you can make it out there as well. So we're letting you know that you don't have any excuses to miss certain things. But I see a 216 with a 237 phone number. So 216 area code with a 2, the 3, the 7. You're on live. How you doing?
Is this Blackout Sound we talking about?
Yes, I am. Yes. What's happening?
In February the 17th, they going to have a Power in Your Dance?
As a matter of fact, here's the thing. This is what's so crazy about it. I heard Joseph Motley Jr. is the DJ. He's the one providing the sounds at the Chandler Park building.
Is that so? Wow.
Yes.
And I also heard they're going to have food there.
Yes, indeed, man. BOGO's pizza, fried chicken, beverages, all kinds of phenomenal food there. Yes, indeed, sir. You have heard right.
And the last thing I heard, it's about Christ, God.
Yes, it is. It's about
That
Christ
is so amazing.
It's about God. Yes, it is.
That's so amazing. I'm just calling in Black House Sound, Joseph Motley Jr. My main man, Mr. Powers, is the truth. He's out there really taking care of business for himself and also for Black House Sound and for other people, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And we need more of that, more people doing more in the Cleveland area. So I say it on my Facebooks all the time now. And when I say Facebooks, I have quite a few. But when
right.
I text in now and I put my little messages there, I tell artists, if you are artist and you new to the game or you're not new to the game and nobody listening to your music, that don't mean stop. What that means is keep going. Get more stronger in your mind to believe in yourself when nobody else do, and just keep pushing forward. And that's the only thing that Black House Sound have done. On top of that, the event for the 17th is not even really about Black House Sound. It's really about powering your dance. We is going there, hopefully, to see a decent crowd to be there, enjoy the Lord, and dance, eat, and meet new people. Also, this is a new year. This will be the second month in the year. I know people came up with new transitions and new traditions about not hanging with the same group. Mr. Porter, you say it all the time. If you sit at an old table and that old table is deteriorating, maybe you need to pull up a chair to a new table. And
right.
So here's that new table for a lot of people if you listening in. Like I say, it won't be rap, all this rap. It's about the Lord, honest to God. So you won't be there and you got to listen to all these artists get up there and rap. It will be performances. But really, it's food, festivity, dancing for Christ. So come on out. Some of your favorite Christian songs that you jam to on your own individually, you might hear it there that day, and that's a great thing. Mr. Power said three or more. Pretty much make a great atmosphere, and it's true. So more people that show up will bring an impact on somebody else's life. So for all these people that talk about they trying to impact people and they need funding and you need money, you don't need nothing. You just need to show up, show a younger person or an older person or a person your age, your energy about how you feel about Christ, and you will be amazed at how other people look at another person, and it helps shape them up. Al Porter is one of the people that helped me be Joseph Motley Jr. in 2024. When I first met Mr. Porter, I was doing my music. I was doing it all the time. I wasn't putting music out. It was a lot of things I wasn't doing. Al Porter always was like a TV show to me. I'm watching what he doing. I want to do what he doing. I can't do it like Mr. Porter because he's the coldest. But like I say, we out here. Come on out. If you can step on out, let other people see how you get down for the Lord. That's really what the Lord wants. But I can't speak for Christ, but I know we need to be an example for the Lord. So if you can come on out, it'll really help the next person in the room. I thank you all, Black House Sound, make real Cleveland music, and I'm out.
Thank you so much. Man, that's phenomenal. I only have two more phone callers to go, and what I'm going to do is go to the 216-548. How you doing out there?
Good evening, everybody. How are you
how
doing,
are you
Mr.
Doing?
Porter? This is
I'm doing
Lincoln, the presidential candidate for 2024. And I almost missed you all this night. I just left the Cleveland City Council meeting. That was very,
gotcha.
Very interesting. I pray for peace, world peace. I pray for peace.
I got you.
There's a way to do everything. There's a way to do absolutely everything. The Bible says there's a way that seems right, but the end thereof is destruction or death.
Mm.
There's a way to do everything. And I say to you and to those listening, never combat violence with more violence. Never. Yes, the Palestinian people and the Jewish people have a legitimate concern.
Mm-hmm.
But do not bring that violence to America and do not promote it here in America. We can, the Bible also says, come let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I could make them whiter than snow. And come let us reason together. It's we don't need to call people out of their names, use profanity, destroy property to get a point across.
Got you.
It makes no sense to destroy your own home. The Bible says in Proverbs 14:1, a wise woman builds her house and a foolish one plucks it down with her own hand.
Mm.
And to have people believe that it's okay to destroy something and someone because you're frustrated with the process is not acceptable. I sat and I watched the anger of the people from the George Floyd situation who came through the country destroying buildings, people's businesses, homes, etc. And it's a mirror of what's happening in Palestine, Pakistan, Israel, in Africa. It's just a mirror reflection. And I'd like to know, when does it stop? It's time to cease fire in America. We're spending an enormous amount of time addressing other people's matters, minding other men and women's matters, when we have our own violence right here in the United States of America, in Cleveland, Ohio. And I'm not saying that other people are not significant or important, but clean your own house before you go try to build somebody else. Let's set the example. Let's set the pace. Let's set the pattern and the trend of what is meant to be. Let's spend more money on building homes, not halfway houses, and teaching our children to fight and hate and all this other stuff that's going on. We're escalating into a place that we really don't want to be in, and it will be very, very difficult to get out of if people don't stop with this nonsense. The way they disrespected Council President Blaine Griffin is not acceptable. And you have no business and no right to disrupt other people's agendas and programs. Although you want to be heard, when it's your turn to be heard, be heard. There's a microphone that people have an opportunity to speak in. Be appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to disrupt other people's things because you're having a temper tantrum. Time out for that nonsense. You're getting nowhere being rude and disrespectful to anybody.
Right.
I say that, and I mean what I'm saying. You get more fries with honey than you do with vinegar. You get more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. You get more done with a kind word. The Bible also speaks that. He said a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh one turns up bitterness and contention. I pray these people, I pray people get tired of being angry, mean people. And we come, let's reason together. We have laws now that are coming into place trying to make rape legal in marriage. We have laws giving pedophiles rights to our children. We have laws teaching people how to smoke drugs and use drugs while they lock the people up to sell them. We better sit down and let's reason together. We can't fix anybody else until we fix this country itself. Let's reason together. Let's do what's lovely, pure, honest, just, and of a good report, because those are the things that we need to think on. Think on these things. I want to salute you again this evening for keeping your airways open and honest and keeping opportunities available for people. And I pray that Black House Sound is more successful this year than it has been in the past, as well as your hip-hop workshop, Black Crime Incorporated, and the Black Man's Army. Please teach these men how to be men and these boys how to be men, because I'm a woman and I don't want to see my brothers, my sons, my daughters, my nieces, my nephews, my cousins, my leaders dying in the hand of angry, angry people. Thank you for this radio broadcast. And anybody, as you all know, I am running for president of the United States of America, doing a new thing with the multi-partisan party. My public relations consultant and one of my treasurers is Vivian Louise Sharp, area code 438. Hold on.
Hello. I thank you very much for giving me that information, and may you enjoy the rest of your evening too.
I'm driving. 7438-7839. Keep me in prayer because tomorrow I have to go downtown to see about my son who was stolen from me when he was 5 years old, who's been being trafficked in these prisons and jails ever since then, pretty much. And I have to go see about him.
Gotcha.
I was denied the right to protect and provide and teach my children truth as a woman. And no man has ever stepped up to the plate to fight with me and for me, with the exception of you coming downtown at that building on, you and Dante is coming down here to give me an effort to have a rally on my behalf. I don't want to lose a battle or a war. I don't. Keep all my children, my family in your prayers, and I'm going to do all of you likewise. Give your wife my love and my regards. Shout out to Black House Sound. I love all of you, and have a blessed day.
Thank you. No problem. I have about 7 minutes left. So we will give the last 7 minutes to the 216-288 phone line, 216-288. You're on live. You got the last 7 minutes. Go for it.
Hello, this is Dantes Taylor.
Hello, Dantes. Go right ahead.
Yes. Yes, come on out and help this candidate run for president of the United States of America, Reverend Pamela M. Pinckney, but I am her campaign manager, and I am ready to move this United States of America in a new direction like she wants to. And we're going to work for, we're working on child and family services. We're working on voter rights all over America and everything else. We are that you can come out and sign her petition as an independent right now, because she's ready and willing and able to move this United States of America in a new direction. Call me at 216-288-5841, or you can call Reverend Franklin on Pinky Butts at 216-548-0820. Come on out and help us win the White House. The White House is the best place we need to be right now in this situations, in the times, in these, or right now. It's a right now. It's a right now, not a tomorrow. It's a right now. And come on out and join us. Come on out to the 22nd annual Gospel for 2024 anniversary that we'll be at Hayes Temple, Church of God in Christ, at 3158 East 94th Street, right across from the police station, on 93rd and Kinsman in Cleveland, Ohio, 4410-04 on Sunday, June 23rd, 2024. Doors open at 2:15. Dinner starts at 2:30, and dinner will be served, and we will sell dinner to the public. And program starts at 4 to 9 p.m. And we have, and tickets are $20, $25 at the door, and we have the Brown Egg Gospel Singers coming on out. We have the Spiritual Echo from Columbus, Ohio. And we have, all the way from Detroit, Michigan, we have Vicky Winans coming on out. And she's our special guest group. And many, many more groups and soloists. And we will be announcing our Cleveland group that will be our special guest group too pretty soon. For more information, 216-288-5841. And I will be announcing more ticket locations when they come available and everything else. Come on out and join us. And I would like to say happy birthday to all the Aquarius this month, February month. This is the month of the Aquarius. And we're going to have a great time. And we're going to rock it out.
Right.
And come on out and join us. And stay tuned. The first Saturday in May, we will be doing a prayer. We will be doing a prayer in the park, and it will be at Woodhill Park. And this is on tail for the presidential candidates thing. So come on out and join us on that day.
Hey,
yes,
we'll
have a great time. Huh?
When is your birthday?
Yes.
When is your birthday?
My birthday is February 10th, 2024. It's Saturday. We're going to rock it out. If y'all can come out to 15415 Kipling Avenue on Wednesday, we're going to rock it out too. And I'm going to rock it out Saturday too. So come on out and join us. And I'm very happy. I am very happy. I didn't go to council because I was getting myself prepared for what I need to do and cleaning up and everything else. But I'm having a great day, a great atmosphere, and I hope we can rock it out, do what we do, and laugh, joke, and have a good time. Let's just do that. Do what we do. Because this is the best time to say Jesus Christ is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. And he is the person that's going to walk with us every day on this Christian journey. I thank the Lord for just letting me, and I hope to see that born day and everything else. Have a great time. Rock it out, rock it out, rock it out. That's right, we got to rock it out every day. So come on out to the pre-Valentine's Day event that's going on that the House of Refuge Worship Center is having it's going to be at Sanctuary Baptist Church at 4004 East 131st Street, Cleveland, Ohio 44105 on Saturday, February 10th, 2024. It starts at 6 until 9 p.m., but doors open at 5 p.m. Tickets are $15, $20 at the door. Yes, they got the Golden Echoes coming on out. They got all kinds of stuff going on. They're going to rock it out, and you might see their boy in the building. You might see the boy
okay.
in the building. We don't know yet. So come on out and join us, and don't forget, for more information, you can call Georgette Scott at 216-303-1615, or you can call Dante Center at 216-288-5841 for your ticket. Tickets are going well and going fine. We need y'all. We need all y'all help, all y'all support and guidance. If you want to be a vendor, call Georgette Scott so you can get your vendor booth. Yes, she has five more vendor booths left. Come on and get them so they can so we can so she can settle out and pack the house and everything else. We got some great stuff going on and great things going on. So we're going to see some people there. We're going to laugh, joke, and have a good time. And make sure that you are blessed today as we are blessed, because the candidate running for president of the United States of America in 2024, her name is Reverend Pamela Pinkney, but she is ready, willing, and able to do what we got to do in America to make it better. We hope that you can come out and vote for her, yes, and get her petition signed as an independent so she can win this race out here, and God bless.
Thank you. God bless. Appreciate you. With that being said, we thank you so much. We got out of here at 10 on the dot. Hey, stay safe, and we'll see you at different events. Peace.